Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Becton.
Thank you for having me.
A recently completed Swine Health Information Center-funded study conducted by Ohio State University looked at the detection of rotaviruses A and C in suckling and weaned pigs and their contribution to swine respiratory disease. First of all, what are rotaviruses? What are the animal health and productivity implications of these infections? And just how common are they?
Rotavirus A and C is a common cause of diarrhea in young pigs and even in suckling pigs. And it's very important to understand how they spread and change and contribute to that disease, because they do result in damage to the intestinal lining of these pigs and subsequently end up with loss of weaning weights and even reducing the viability of pigs at weaning.
What prompted the Ohio State University study and what were its objectives?
The study led by Dr. Anastasia Vlasova at the Ohio State University really sought to understand how rotaviruses A and C are detected and how they contribute to disease in suckling pigs and wing pigs. They also were concerned that there may be some changing clinical presentations towards respiratory disease that may also change how we view this virus.
What specifically was looked at and how, and to answer what questions?
The researchers really wanted to evaluate nasal and fecal RNA for rotavirus A and C by suckling and weaned pigs, and then also determine whether that can be associated with respiratory disease. And so how they did this, they performed a cross-sectional study on 6 swine farms, taking multiple samples from suckling and weaned pigs, and looked at animals that were healthy, experiencing diarrhea, or showed respiratory signs. And then they also wanted to be able to understand what was happening with pigs that died of undefined causes at any of those research farms to determine if rotavirus was present in different organs, including the respiratory tract.
What have been the key findings?
Results overall demonstrated that rotavirus A and C were present on all 6 farms. The presence or prevalence of different rotaviruses did vary greatly between farms, but overall 88 and 29% of piglets were positive for rotavirus A and C respectively. And consistent with prior research, the highest rotavirus A prevalence and viral loads were found in diarrheic pigs that were on farms. However, suckling pigs with respiratory signs only showed from farm 6, and diarrheic suckling pigs from farm 5 also had increased rotavirus A loads.
How will this information be used? By whom and to what ends?
This information can be utilized by producers and veterinarians and even other researchers to really understand the changes that may be occurring in these rotavirus clinical presentations for rotavirus A and C, with the goal really is to reduce the clinical impact that this virus has on these young pigs.
Given these findings, what do pork producers need to be keeping in mind, and what are the recommendations?
It is important to understand that this is a ubiquitous virus that affects pig herds, but there is also the potential for there to be an emerging clinical presentation. So therefore, it really is important to, one, stick to basic biosecurity to reduce the level of virus on farm, and also to reduce the amount of virus that these baby pigs and wean pigs may be exposed to. And that involves very good cleaning and attention to cleaning and sanitation in both farrowing and nursery. But secondly, it is important to be able to monitor the clinical signs and changes because if this is signifying an emerging disease presentation, it is important to understand that and then be able to apply that knowledge out on the farm for prevention strategies.
How can anyone interested in accessing the Ohio State University study get more information?
More detailed information of this study can be found in the SCHIC February newsletter.
And is there anything you would like to add?
For more results and as well as fact sheets, you can go to swinehealth.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.